Washington, this is VOA News. Pro-Gaddafi forces hammer rebel troops, forcing a retreat. Radioactive iodine is detected in ocean waters near a damaged Japanese nuclear plant. I'm Bob Gottkin reporting from Washington. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's better-armed and organized troops reversed a westward push by anti-government rebels Tuesday, forcing a retreat to the city of Ras Lanuf. Opposition fighters pleaded for Allied airstrikes as they fled east in a convoy of cars and pickup trucks, even beyond the key oil refinery town they had retaken earlier this month. By late Tuesday, pro-Gaddafi forces had reached the outskirts of Ras Lanuf, where heavy weapon fire could be heard. Loyalist troops also continued to besiege Misrata, the last significant rebel holdout in the West. An opposition spokesman said pro-Gaddafi forces are expelling families from their homes in Misrata and that the situation is very dangerous. Leaders from 40 world powers meeting in London agreed Tuesday that Libyan leader Gaddafi must step down, although regime change is not a stated aim of the UN Security Council resolution authorizing military action against Libyan government forces. Dozens of nations agreed that Mr. Gaddafi had lost legitimacy and would have to give up power. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Mr. Gaddafi's government is in flagrant breach of the UN resolution. He cited reports from the rebel-held city of Misrata that pro-Gaddafi forces continued to use snipers to shoot civilians and let them bleed to death in the streets.
I propose that today's conference should agree to set up a contact group which will put political effort on a sustained basis into supporting the Libyan people. We should be clear about the scale of the challenge. It will mean looking afresh at our whole engagement with Libya and the wider region.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the new U.N. resolution allows nations to legally arm the rebels, though no decision has been made to do so.
We have prevented a potential massacre, established a no-fly zone, stopped an advancing army, added more partners to this coalition, and transferred command of the military effort to NATO. That's not bad for a week of work at a time of great intense international concern.
Her French counterpart, Alain Juppé, said Paris is ready to discuss supplying military aid to anti-Gaddafi forces. VOAnews.com, our website, has more details. Iraqi security forces wrestled control of a provincial council headquarters from gunmen who stormed the building on Tuesday and took hostages. Police say at least 53 people were killed and nearly 100 wounded during the hours-long siege in Tikrit. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accepted his cabinet's resignation after more than a week of anti-government protests. State media say Mr. Assad accepted the resignation after the government of Prime Minister Mohammed Naji al-Atri stepped down Tuesday. A new cabinet is likely to be unveiled soon. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency says radioactive iodine has been detected at more than 3,000 times the allowable level in the ocean near the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. Officials said today the water sample with the highest levels yet recorded was collected about 300 meters from the Fukushima plant, which has been leaking radiation since its cooling systems were knocked out by a massive earthquake and tsunami on March the 11th. Prime Minister Naoto Kan received a phone call today from President Obama offering any help in dealing with the nuclear crisis and the natural disasters, which have now left more than 27,500 people dead or missing. A naval task force with more than 18,000 personnel is already assisting in relief efforts. Lake Barrett, a nuclear engineer who led the cleanup operation after the 1979 accident at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in the United States, says he thinks Tokyo Electric Power will eventually succeed in the cleanup operation.
I think the operators there are working to get electricity to establish cooling, and they're cooling the pools. We have the capability, as we proved at Three Mile Island, to clean up messes. Now, this challenge there at Fukushima is much, much greater. There's much more contaminated water in the basement of the building. But I think the TEPCO people are making progress on the challenge they have ahead.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is due in Tokyo Thursday to offer support. South Korea's defense ministry says its forces are conducting live fire exercises on Yeongpyeong Island, the site of a North Korean artillery attack that killed four people in November. The ministry said the exercise began early today and was scheduled to end at midday. Early look at the global markets. Japanese markets did close higher today, while the U.S. dollar is higher against the Japanese yen. I'm Bob Gottkin, VOA News.